Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. 6-4, the final score. Royals lose. Drop the finale, drop the series, drop the homestand. And I'll tell you what, that Julio Rodriguez three-run home run in the eighth inning is going to stay with me for a bit. I'm not going to forget that one anytime soon. Not that it stung. Not that it really hurt. I think I'm past being hurt by this team this season. But that one's going to stay with me for a while. It's certainly going to stay with me throughout the offseason. I'll explain in a moment, but I want to give you the phone number right out of the gate. I would love to talk about this 6-4 loss at the hands of the Mariners. And we could go big picture. We could talk offseason. We can talk individuals, this evaluation season. There's a lot we can dive into. The phone number is 913-586-7610. I'm watching that replay right now. Woo! I'm not even a big Julio Rodriguez fan. I'm certainly not a Seattle Mariners fan, but man, that got me all sorts of juiced. That was an energetic drive from Julio Rodriguez. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. So he hits that home run, and all I kept wondering was, what's going through Bobby Witt Jr.'s head right now? 913-586-7610. Because when this series started, when this four-game set started, Bobby Witt Jr. was the talk of baseball. He was one of the three hottest players in all of Major League Baseball, right? He had better numbers almost across the board than Julio Rodriguez. Bobby was usurping Julio as the guy that debuted in 2022, right? Last season, we spent most of last campaign talking about all of the great things that Bobby Witt Jr. did had just been done the month previous or the week before by Julio Rodriguez, but it seemed as if everything was right in the world when this series started because Bobby was the guy again. Now, Julio may be on the better team, but Bobby was the superstar. He was better than Julio, and now here we are. I'm wondering what's going through Bobby Witt Jr.'s head as he watches Julio Rodriguez round the bases, flipping the scoreboard. Keep in mind, eighth inning, Royals are up in this game, 4-2, somehow. They piecemeal together Angel Serpa, Max Castillo, Jackson Kowar, and Taylor Hearn, and somehow still find themselves up against a team a game out of a playoff spot. They find themselves up 4-2. Bobby Witt Jr. standing there at shortstop as Matt Quatrero brings in the best relief pitcher he has. Brings in Carlos Hernandez. Hernandez throws a first-pitch fastball up belt high to Julio Rodriguez. And, well, I'll just ask you, if you were stepping in the box against Carlos Hernandez, what are you sitting on that first pitch? You're sitting dead red. So if you're going to throw the cheese, it better be well located. Julio was ready for it and destroyed it 438 feet. Again, Bobby with a pair of doubles at that point, scored a run, playing solid defense. Went 0 for last night, had his 16-game on-base streak snapped. But Bobby's having another nice day. Royals have a chance to earn a split. Again, the best reliever that you have. And man, this kind of hurt me. You know, seeing that terrific sixth inning from this Royals offense, seeing that wasted, that stings a little bit. But as Julio Rodriguez is going around the bases, I see him round second, and he goes, obviously, to third and passes Bobby Witt Jr. And I'm just sitting up here watching Julio Rodriguez pound his chest because he just came through in the big moment. His team's going to come to Kansas City, win 3 of 4, might end the day in a postseason spot. I'm sure Bobby wasn't thinking this. His body language wasn't saying this. But there's some voice in his head when Julio ran in front of him, celebrating, cheering, ready to party in the postgame clubhouse and on their flight to wherever they're going back to. Bobby had to be thinking, man, get me some help. I know I'm only in my second year, but I'm getting real fed up with this losing. So I was wondering what's going through Bobby Witt Jr.'s head, and then I started to imagine postgame interviews with Julio Rodriguez. I'm sure they're happening right now inside of that Seattle clubhouse. And as I was thinking about what Julio's postgame press conference is going to be like, all I kept thinking about was this.
Shooter, what do you think of Happy Gilmore?
I didn't get a chance to see him play. I was too busy winning.
You got to admit, that's a hell of a drive, 450 yards, huh?
Yeah, how do you finish again? Dead last? Oh, yeah. He had a good day, though. Thanks.
That's what I think Julio's saying right now, Bobby Witt Jr. Oh, yeah. What was that kid's name that you guys were talking about? He had some on-base streak or he hit a grand slam. Yeah, what was that again? For this four-game series, Julio Rodriguez hit .571 with 4 extra base hits, drove in 11 runs, and stole 3 bases. Bobby Witt Jr. had a good series. Hit .389 with 4 extra base hits and drove in 5 runs. This is why the Royals need to, in my opinion, the Royals need to prove more to Bobby Witt Jr. than Bobby Witt Jr. needs to prove to the Royals. You don't get to where Bobby's at, talent-wise, numbers-wise, American League rank-wise. You don't get to where he's at without obviously working very hard, having that desire, but also being addicted to competition. Only caring about the bottom line. You've heard Bobby Witt Jr. talk. You know all he cares about is winning. Royals got to prove to Bobby that they can surround him with a winner. Now, Julio Rodriguez pounces on that 10-year contract, 10-year contract with the Seattle Mariners last season. And why wouldn't you? Luis Castillo, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert. Some big arms coming out of the bullpen. You got Ty France and Teoscar Hernandez and Eugenio Suarez, the big dumper. Yeah, I'll sign on and stay here for the next decade. So for as much as I've been sitting here for the past few days imploring the Royals to sign Bobby to a long-term extension this offseason, they're going to have to back up the Brinks truck. I mean, overpay almost for Bobby Witt Jr. right now, or as I've discussed, you're going to have to give him a ripcord to pull. You're going to have to give him an opt-out after a few seasons because you need to prove to him that you're going to be able to take care of his legacy here. Julio Rodriguez came to town, and everyone knew that Bobby Witt Jr. was the better second-year player. 4 days later, Mariners take 3 of 4, find themselves right in a postseason spot Julio, because there's men on base pretty consistently when he comes to the dish, is able to drive in more than twice the amount of runs that Bobby did over this four-game series. Julio goes 5-for-5 today, driving in 5 runs. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. You let me know if I'm off base. I don't know what else the takeaway is from today's game. I mean, do you really want to talk about Carlos Hernandez? He's a big arm. He's a big arm at the back end of the bullpen. But so far he's shown, no, he's not the closer. He's not a closer. He can be a high leverage guy. He can be a relief pitcher, but he's just another reliever in my mind. You want to talk about MJ Melendez getting thrown out at third base for the third out of that terrific sixth inning? Could have been a much better sixth inning. We can do that if you're interested. But to me, MJ Melendez, the evaluation season, I'm sorry, it's over. Evaluation is try again next year. Had very high hopes for MJ when the season started. Unable to live up to him in the first half of the season. Now, having a very nice second half. Hitting .310 since the All-Star break with an OPS just shy of .900. That's nice, but I've seen you do this before. I need to see it from Game 1 to Game 162. All right, phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Royals lose to the Mariners. 6-4 is our final score. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The pitch. Velasquez skies it deep to center. Rodriguez turns the numbers, sprints back onto the track, still going at the fence, leaps. It's off the top of the wall, bounces over onto the porch. A home run for Nelson Velasquez.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Nelly Velasquez ties the game with that solo bomb off of George Kirby in the fourth, his fourth home run in 5 starts since joining the Royals. Velasquez, who has taken Edward Olivares's spot on the big league club and likely taken his spot on the 40-man roster when this 2024 season begins. Velasquez hitting .375 since being acquired from the Cubs in the Jose Kwas deal. Yeah, that knotted things up at one apiece. Royals would gift the Mariners a second run in the sixth inning and fall behind 2-1. But a three-run sixth inning puts the boys back in front 4-2. That's until Julio Rodriguez destroys the first pitch he sees from Carlos Hernandez, 438 feet, a three-run blast, and that's how we arrive at our 6-4 final score. Mariners come to town and take 3 of 4 from your boys in blue. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's head out to Lee's Summit, talk with Dave. Dave, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Love the show. Just wanted to comment. Long-time Royals fan here. And I get excited. I see some things. Today, they come back, get the 4 runs, and it's like, okay, they're up 4-2. Where's the pitching? And I'm really concerned about the depth of pitching down in the minors and everything. You don't hear of anybody. And I wonder if their overall pitching outlook is just, what it is. They just can't seem to develop them. The young arms come through, and then when it's time to get up here, they're hurt. They just can't do it. They get in there. I'm tired of seeing the Colemans run out there on the field and blow the game. But I'll listen to you offline. Thanks.
Yeah, Dave, appreciate it. Look, Dylan Coleman was supposed to be one of the key guys at the back end of the bullpen this year. Obviously, that hasn't happened, and Coleman didn't pitch in this game today. Carlos Hernandez is the one that takes the loss. He's now 1-8 on the season, by the way. But let's also acknowledge, guys, you can't be surprised that the bullpen is bad for a number of reasons. First of all, you're 45 games below 500. I don't think I've ever seen a team that's one of the worst in baseball, but man, they got a good bullpen. No. I've seen bad teams with good bullpens, but one of the worst teams? No. Because if you had a good bullpen, they would secure a few more wins, and obviously they're not doing that. Secondly, you traded away your two best relievers in Aroldis Chapman and Scott Barlow. Traded away another guy that had a ability to take the ball basically every day in Jose Kwas. And we talked about it on this show for weeks leading up to the deadline. I would say, guys, this isn't going to get better. The pitching wasn't going to improve. We said that back in May. Guys aren't going to get healthier as this season goes along, and as you're pointing out, they certainly haven't. And as far as the development, yeah. I mean, you look towards the future, the one name that pops out right now is a kid that you acquired last year at the deadline from the Yankees in Chandler Champlain. Pitched last night in AA, 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball, 9 punch-outs. He's got an ERA right around 3.3. Hoping he competes for a rotation spot next year. I'm also hoping that Daniel Lynch is healthy and can compete for a rotation spot next year. But yeah, and this is why I on the double play before games, I never bet on the Royals to win. I'll bet on them to be leading after 5, but I can't show any faith in that bullpen. How can you? I mean, how many relievers can you name? You gave me Coleman. I'm sure you could come up with Carlos Hernandez. I mean, I struggle at times. Who is out in that bullpen? Oh, yeah, Tucker Davidson and the new guy, John McMillan. I mean, diehard Royals fans have a difficult time rattling off the 7 names out there in the bullpen. But this is what I'm fearful of if I'm a Royals fan. I'm not even fearful of another losing season in 2024, but I'm fearful of a guy like Bobby Witt Jr., a guy like Brady Singer, saying, all right, enough is enough. Low-key, I want out of here. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't think that would happen from either one of them. I just know what competitors they both are. And we talked about this last night. These guys, Bobby's been a stud since, I would imagine his entire life he's been a stud on the diamond. And he knew he was going to be a first-round pick when he was 16, 17 years old. So his dream wasn't to just make it to the big leagues. It's to make it to the big leagues and leave a mark. I think it's the same thing for Brady Singer. Brady's been a boss for a while now, dating back to his college days, right? He wins the Dick Houser Award for Player of the Year. His dream wasn't to just make it to the big leagues. It was to get here and leave a legacy. I've talked about it quite a bit of late. You talk about the Whit Merrifields and Hunter Dozier's and Nicky Lopez's. Show up wide-eyed, energetic, ready to play the game that they love. Our dream was to get to the big leagues. And then they get here. And they have some success. And that's fun. Man, I can't believe I'm finally in the big leagues having success. This is great. All right, yeah, it's still fun having success. But, man, it's tough losing all these games. And then that's all you care about. It's not even so much. You saw Whit Merrifield last year. Whit wasn't very good with the Royals last year. Now this year, in a postseason race, Whit's been top five in the American League in batting average pretty consistently. Ryan O'Hearn, Nicky Lopez. I mean, when you're playing for something bigger than you, I'm not saying it makes the game easier, but it seems like it makes the game easier for guys. It allows you to go, you know what? I don't need to be the hero. I don't need to try and find some sort of motivation inside of myself. Now, that was something that always stood out to me about Merrifield was his spring training slight. You know, without the hope of the postseason on the horizon, Whit had to find something to motivate himself, something to get him through that 162. And as I'm saying this, it shows you why so many people in the game have the utmost respect for Salvador Perez, is because that stink, as I call it, that loser attitude where you just begin to accept, expect, and understand losing, that never infiltrated the mind, heart, or spirit of Salvador Perez, which is amazing. But I don't want that to happen to Bobby. I don't want that to happen to Brady Singer. Because again, these guys are competition addicts, not just wins and losses on the diamond, but there's a ego. You know, Bobby's as humble as they come, but there's a baseball ego inside of him. He wants to be respected as one of the best. Brady wants to be respected as one of the better pitchers in the game. Wants to prove that he's a big game guy, do it on the big stage with the cameras and the lights and the attention. Got to give him an opportunity, or else can you really blame him if they say, yeah, you know what, I'm just counting down the days to free agency. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Cody in Blue Springs. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals lose 6-4.
I just wanted to mention, I had a few points or whatnot. The first thing, Julio Rodriguez, I'm very happy for him. He's on my fantasy team, like Bobby Witt.
Nice.
But just kind of a side note, it was against Royals pitching, so I think you got to get maybe take a few points off there. One thing that I'm kind of scared about is the second half success. Is it maybe kind of a little smoke and mirrors? Like you see guys like Massey and MJ, they're doing better now, but is it against guys that have thrown a lot of innings, or is it maybe they're on their seventh or eighth starter of the year? Like, it seems like the Royals do this a lot. The second half, the guys show promise, and then reality hits when the next season comes and you're facing better guys. And kind of my last point I just want to make about Bobby Witt, I mean, you hear on the radio all the time, just not this show, but everywhere, oh, this is the time to sign Bobby Witt. Why do you want to do it when they're at their highest point? I mean, you think that, hey, I mean, 4 years, a ton of stuff can happen. I mean, just in 2 weeks, I look at Wander Franco and the Rays. I mean, things can change in a hurry. Yeah. And we were all excited when Alex Gordon signed his contract and Salvi signed his contract. But then when you get to it, I mean, sometimes you can get disappointed. A lot of the big contracts don't work out, and I'd love to see Bobby here, but there's no rush. I mean, he could become a great player, become a bum, and then become a great player again in 4 years. So you never know. I mean, I don't think there's a rush to sign him at all.
I got you. All right, appreciate the phone call. A few things I was not excited when they signed Alex Gordon. I wasn't a fan of it from the beginning. Also, there's no comparing Bobby and Gordo. Gordo was 31 and a free agent. Bobby's 23 and not a free agent. I do want to sign Bobby this offseason, though. And I'll give him, and I've said this before, I'll give you an opt-out after five. Right now, he's under team control for four more years. I'll give him however many years he'll sign. Hey, if you'll take 12, here's a 12-year deal. But we'll give you that opt-out after five. And I would demand that if I'm Bobby. Prove to me that you can put a winner around me, or else I want to hit free agency when I'm 28. The reason why I want to... Listen. The only way I'll get with you and say, hey, no rush, don't do it, is if they're going to win next year. If we hear from John Sherman or J.J. Piccolo and they say, we expect to win this division, we expect to compete for this division in 2024, you tell me that and I'm no longer desirous to see you sign Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term deal. But if you're not willing to say that, well, then what am I excited for about 2024? Because I'm not excited about the voting for a new stadium. You better give me something while I go to the ballot box. Bobby Witt Jr., 12-year contract extension, even if there is a 5-year opt-out, that'll get me excited. Now, you got to do something to get this organization going, to get this clubhouse going, to make someone in the uniform believe, oh, you know what, there is hope on the horizon. Bobby committed to Kansas City. Yeah, sure, he only gave him 1 year of his free agency, but still, I know Bobby's going to be here for the next 5 years. And your first point about the second half success, and we've seen it before, I hate to sound like a jerk, and I talked about this on yesterday's postgame show. It's the response I had on Cody and Gold. It's what I'm saying to everybody up here in the press box. They keep telling me, oh, Vern, man, you got to be excited. There's been some exciting baseball lately. Like, what are you guys talking about? What are you talking about, second half success? I mean, they're back to 45 games below 500. They've lost 9 of 12. You know, second half success. Okay, MJ, yeah, I mentioned, hitting .310 since the All-Star break, an OPS of .898. I told you what I think of that. I've seen him be a .900 OPS guy. I know it's in there. I knew that last year. That's why I was so excited to see him put it together for a full year this year. Didn't do it. So maybe he can do it next year. But I'm not buying into anything MJ's doing. As far as Michael Massey, RBI single, beautiful swing in that sixth inning. 97 miles per hour running in on the hands to the lefty, and he fights it off. Bloops it over the shortstop's head for an RBI knock in that three-run sixth. Massey's got to do it for the final 39 games before I get close to buying in. And other than that, what are we talking about? Bobby's been really good. Okay. Salvi's been clutch. Mikel's been consistent. And Brady's been really good. Okay, yeah, but I knew those four were good. We've known that for about a month now. 2 months. Whenever you decided that, okay, Mikel Garcia has passed the evaluation season. Bobby Witt Jr. has passed the evaluation season. I arrived there, I would say, yeah, about a month, month and a half ago. So this recent run here, I haven't really viewed it as anything special. Okay, Nelson Velasquez, it's nice. But if you don't have pitching, you don't have a chance. And that's what it always comes back to. Royals lose 6-4. They drop 3 of 4 to the M's. We take a quick timeout. The drive with CDOT. Rob Brenton's coming up at 5 o'clock. We get back to your thoughts, though, after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Bobby Witt Jr. there. Over the past 2 months of baseball, Bobby's hitting .316 with an OPS of .945. I see someone on the text line asking, Vern, can he still become a superstar? That's going to be my expectation next season. I mean, right now, look. Okay, maybe an .812 OPS isn't superstar, but it is all-star. You know, superstar, you're getting close to a .900 OPS over the course of 162. That's going to be my expectation for Bobby Witt Jr. next year. Coming into this year, my expectation was, Bobby and Salvi, Brady and MJ, and Vinny. Those five. Those were the five that I thought we could rely on this season. And Bobby, and I'd say that's been a steady improvement throughout the season. Started off a little slow, a lot like Brady Singer. We could talk about the World Baseball Classic, but when the season is complete, Bobby's stats are going to be impressive. So are Salvi's. MJ was unable to live up to it. Vinny got banged up. And, Brady has a chance to truly save his numbers. I mean, he's going to lead the team in just about every meaningful statistical category here in 2023. But I certainly think Bob could be a superstar. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Yeah, I wanted to get to this real quick from the 816. Vern, when can we stop hoping someone will be good or healthy and start to expect it? Well, you could do whatever you want, but like I said, this has been an evaluation season, right? There's only two guys, in my opinion, that have passed that evaluation season to where I now view them as consistent ball players. Guys that, as you're pointing out, I can expect a certain level of performance. They've set a standard for themselves. Bobby and Michael Garcia. If you want to put Freddie Freeman in there, you go right ahead. If you want to say that, Vinny Pasquantino, I won't fight you. Salvi and Brady, I think, have already been there. So, yeah, I think with those six players, you can go ahead and start expecting it. But the other 20 men that are going to make up the 2024 Royals, no, you can't expect anything. Well, you can expect a good glove from Kyle Isbell. But that's it. That's the only thing that I would bet on. I'd bet on Bobby being good, Salvi being good, Michael being consistent, Vinny hitting everything. And, that's about it. I wish there were more, but if there were more, you'd be a better team than 39 and 84. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. Let's head back out to Lee's Summit. Talk with Rich. You're on the postgame show. Rich, as the Royals lose 6-4 to the Mariners. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, somebody's probably brought it up before, but I just wondered if we were leading baseball in hitting batters.
I don't know. I don't have that in front of me.
Now, it seems like there's one or two every game. I think Brady even being one the other night. But
yeah, the last guy that he faced, he hit.
Incredible. But, yeah. Another thing I wondered what Bobby and Rodriguez were hitting when the series started.
I know Bobby had a higher OPS and I believe, a higher batting average as well. I believe he still has him edged in both of those. Bobby hitting .276, Rodriguez hitting .269. Bobby's OPS is .812. Julio's OPS is .780. So Bobby still has the better numbers as far as the OPS and batting average are concerned.
Yeah. Well, I
got your answer, by the way. I quickly looked it up while we were chatting. The Royals right now are tied for ninth most hit batsmen in Major League Baseball.
That's best getting hit or the opposition?
Hitting the opposition. Oakland has done it 75 times. The Yankees, 65. Angels, White Sox, Mets, Pirates, Red Sox, Reds, and then your boys in blue.
I guess we're just going to try harder.
There you go. Appreciate it. From the 816, Vern, I can hear the exhaustion with the Royals in your voice. No, it's really a... I kind of wish I could hit fast forward and get to the offseason on most things. And Drew Waters, I want to watch his final 39 games. Nelson Velasquez, I'm interested in his final 39 games. Cole Reagans, I can't wait to watch him tomorrow. Michael Massey, I want to watch his final 39 games. And then, John McMillan, sure, I'll watch him again. Yeah, that's about it, though. No, I'm not wiped out. No, I'm... There just aren't many guys that can change my opinion, whatever that's worth. But there aren't many guys that are going to change my opinion on them over these final 39 games. Like the questions I have about MJ Melendez right now, Same question I'm going to be asking at spring training next season. Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas, for all their support. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Yeah, quick shout out for Isaiah Campbell, the Olathe product, picking up the win today. Mariners reliever, good on him. This comes from Dan and KCK. Vern, I loved how the Royals competed with the Mariners rotation this series. That's a good point. It is a top-notch rotation. I'd say one of the three best in the American League. And yeah, what they did to George Kirby there in the sixth inning. Bobby Witt Jr. ripping a hustle double down the left field line. Michael Massey falling behind 0-2 against a guy that's throwing 96, 97, 98 in on your hands. Fighting it off over the shortstop's head. Nelson Velasquez, MJ Melendez, even though he made the third out at third base, his approach there in the sixth inning as the Mariners defense had him shifted to hit into that inning-ending double play. MJ, taking what they'll give him, shoots the ball the other way. It was an impressive inning. A three-run, four-hit sixth inning ending the day of the dynamic George Kirby, who now has thrown over 150 innings this season, and he's walked only 14. That is remarkable. But like I mentioned, Cole Reagans is pitching tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley. Coming off his first subpar start as a Royal. I can't wait to see how he responds. If it's windy at Wrigley, it could get ugly tomorrow. Unless he doesn't allow it to get ugly. Cole Reagans, Jameson Taillon, tomorrow, 1:20 first pitch. I got the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. The Drive is coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Bobby Witt Jr. there. Over the past 2 months of baseball, Bobby's hitting 316 with an OPS of 945. I see someone on the text line asking, Vern, can he still become a superstar? That's going to be my expectation next season. I mean, right now, look, okay, maybe an 812 OPS isn't superstar, but it is all-star. You know, superstar, you're getting close to a 900 OPS over the course of 162. That's going to be my expectation for Bobby Witt Jr. next year. Coming into this year, my expectation was, Bobby and Salvi, Brady and MJ, and Vinny. Those five. Those were the five that I thought we could rely on this season. And Bobby, and I'd say that's been a steady improvement throughout the season. Started off a little slow, a lot like Brady Singer. We could talk about the World Baseball Classic, but when the season is complete, Bobby's stats are going to be impressive. So are Salvi's. MJ was unable to live up to it. Vinny got banged up. And, Brady has a chance to truly save his numbers. I mean, he's going to lead the team at just about every meaningful statistical category here in 2023. But I certainly think Bob could be a superstar. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Yeah, I wanted to get to this real quick from the 816. Vern, when can we stop hoping someone will be good or healthy and start to expect it? Well, you could do whatever you want, but like I said, this has been an evaluation season, right? There's only two guys, in my opinion, that have passed that evaluation season to where I now view them as consistent ball players. Guys that, as you're pointing out, I can expect a certain level of performance. They've set a standard for themselves. Bobby and Michael Garcia. If you want to put Freddie Freeman in there, you go right ahead. If you want to say that, Vinny Pasquantino, I won't fight you. Salvi and Brady, I think, have already been there. So, yeah, I think with those six players, you can go ahead and start expecting it. But the other 20 men that are going to make up the 2024 Royals, no, you can't expect anything. Well, you can expect a good glove from Kyle Isbell. But that's it. That's the only thing that I would bet on. I'd bet on Bobby being good, Salvi being good, Michael being consistent, Vinny hitting everything. And, that's about it. I wish there were more, but if there were more, you'd be a better team than 39 and 84. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. Let's head back out to Lee's Summit. Talk with Rich. You're on the postgame show. Rich, as the Royals lose 6-4 to the Mariners. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, somebody's probably brought it up before, but I just wondered if we were leading baseball in hitting batters.
I don't know. I don't have that in front of me.
Now, it seems like there's one or two every game. I think Brady even being one the other night. But
yeah, the last guy that he faced, he hit.
Incredible. Another thing I wondered what Bobby and Rodriguez were hitting when the series started.
I know Bobby had a higher OPS and I believe, a higher batting average as well. I believe he still has him edged in both of those. Bobby hitting .276, Rodriguez hitting .269. Bobby's OPS is .812. Julio's OPS is .780. So Bobby still has the better numbers as far as the OPS and batting average are concerned.
Yeah. Well,
I got your answer, by the way. I quickly looked it up while we were chatting. The Royals right now are tied for ninth most hit batsmen in Major League Baseball.
That's best getting hit or the opposition?
Hitting the opposition. Oakland has done it 75 times. The Yankees, 65. Angels, White Sox, Mets, Pirates, Red Sox, Reds, and then your boys in blue.
I guess we're just going to try harder.
There you go. Appreciate it. From the 816, Vern, I can hear the exhaustion with the Royals in your voice. No, it's really a... I kind of wish I could hit fast forward and get to the offseason on most things. Drew Waters, I want to watch his final 39 games. Nelson Velasquez, I'm interested in his final 39 games. Cole Reagans, I can't wait to watch him tomorrow. Michael Massey, I want to watch his final 39 games. And then, John McMillan, sure, I'll watch him again. Yeah, that's about it, though. No, I'm not wiped out. No, I'm... There's just there just aren't many guys that can change my opinion, whatever that's worth. But there aren't many guys that are going to change my opinion on them over these final 39 games. Like the questions I have about MJ Melendez right now, same question I'm going to be asking at spring training next season. Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas, for all their support. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Yeah, quick shout-out for Isaiah Campbell, the Olathe product, picking up the win today, Mariners reliever. Good on him. This comes from Dan and KCK. Vern, I loved how the Royals competed with the Mariners rotation this series. That's a good point. It is it's a top-notch rotation. I'd say one of the three best in the American League. And yeah, what they did to George Kirby there in the sixth inning. Bobby Witt Jr. ripping a hustle, double down the left field line. Michael Massey falling behind 0-2 against a guy that's throwing 96, 97, 98 in on your hands. Fighting it off over the shortstop's head. Nelson Velasquez, MJ Melendez, even though he made the third out at third base, his approach there in the sixth inning as the Mariners defense had him shifted. To hit into that inning-ending double play, MJ, taking what they'll give him, shoots the ball the other way. It was an impressive inning. A three-run, four-hit, sixth inning, ending the day of the dynamic George Kirby, who now has thrown over 150 innings this season, and he's walked only 14. That is remarkable. But like I mentioned, Cole Reagans is pitching tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley. Coming off his first subpar start as a Royal. I can't wait to see how he responds. If it's windy at Wrigley, it could get ugly tomorrow. Unless he doesn't allow it to get ugly. Cole Reagans, Jameson Taillon, tomorrow, 1:20 first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 12 noon. The Drive is coming up next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,